It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
A good afternoon and welcome inside Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State Basketball back home for a rivalry matchup with Missouri Western here this afternoon. Alongside John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Our engineer back in the studio for this afternoon's game is Kramer Sansone. And starting off the 1:30 matchup, we have the women's basketball teams meeting up as the Bearcats come in 1-17 overall, 0-10 in MIAA play, going up against Missouri Western, 10-9 overall, and 3-7 in MIAA play. Then following this one at 3:30, we have the men's basketball game coming up after that. The Bearcats looking to stay hot and stay on a roll, the 7th-ranked team in the nation. But first, taking a look at this one, John, this is a much different matchup than we saw in that first meeting between these two teams back on December 6th. The Bearcats lost that one 77-48 in St. Joseph. They still don't have an MIAA win, but you see a lot of progress being made. They're taking those steps toward being a better basketball team and a team that can come out and win some of those close games. On the other side, Missouri Western started this season off 9-1. Since then, they have really struggled, and they are on a 6-game losing streak coming in. Injury bug has bitten, so the Bearcats have a chance to come in, knock off their rivals, and get that first W today.
Yeah, I think the Bearcats playing much better basketball than they were at that particular point. And as you mentioned, injuries have just really taken its toll on Missouri Western from what was very considered to be a very good team to start this season, a team that might make a run into the NCAA playoffs. A team right now just trying to survive and play out the stretch here just because of injuries. So they are not the team they were, just unfortunately because of that injury situation. And Northwest, on the other hand, is making small progress game to game. I guess maybe the only setback from that would be last Saturday against Fort A State, but I just think in that game you just have to credit fatigue being the main issue there after playing a double overtime game last Thursday against Nebraska Kearney, 4 games in 7 days, and they just didn't have the gas to go in that matchup against Fort A State. It's very obvious from the start that they were flat after that, with just a day between that double overtime game. So I think you can throw that Fort A State game out and just look at what this team's been doing with the little things. They've been able to cut down on turnovers, doing a better job on the boards, taking better shots offensively, and the unfortunate thing is it just hasn't equated into wins, and hopefully that can be the case here this afternoon. And again, another aspect, Northwest women play much better at home than they do on the road, so we'll have to see how that plays out in this matchup with Missouri Western.
As you mentioned, legs kind of worn out by the time the Hayes game rolled around. That was last Saturday. No Thursday, no midweek game this week for the Bearcats. A little bit of a bye there in the middle of that MIAA schedule. So hopefully coming out, playing at home like you mentioned, much more rested, hoping for a good one here this afternoon as we have a whiteout at Bearcat Arena. Fans encouraged to wear white and be loud for this one against the rival Missouri Western Griffins. We'll go ahead and step aside for a brief break. When we come back, we'll dive deeper into this ballgame and the matchups between the Bearcats and the Griffins. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Let's Bearcats and Griffins in Maryville, Missouri this afternoon as Northwest hosting Missouri Western. A women's matchup coming up at 1:30. And John, we mentioned these are two very different teams, but then we saw last time when the Bearcats got beat by 29 points in St. Joseph, but they're starting to put things together. You're seeing Jalen Hager get more comfortable playing that point guard position. But I think to go along with it too, Mallory McAndrews has stepped up as a bigger scorer for this team. And instead of maybe shying away before and kind of deferring to Tanya Meyer, everybody's looking at Tanya, and Mallory's stepping up, playing well.
Yeah, I think she's doing a better job, of getting open to where she's in a position to take some of those shots from the outside, working better. The offense is flowing a lot better, so those looks are there are more looks for her to take now than there was earlier in the season.
Bearcats and Griffins coming up. Northwest 1-17 overall. Tough loss to Fort Hays State just last Saturday, 75-46. But the legs are fresh, and they are ready to go in this wideout matchup against Missouri Western here this afternoon. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have the head coach of the Bearcats, Buck Scheel, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Well, Northwest Missouri State hosting rival Missouri Western this afternoon, chatting with head coach Buck Scheel. And, coach, since the last time these two teams met back in December, much different teams. Northwest playing a lot more confidence, playing better each and every game, while Missouri Western really been bitten by the injury bug.
Yeah, you know, that's a good opportunity for us, just the way we've been playing here second semester. For the most part, we've been playing, better each game, playing a little bit more consistent each game. And that's going to have to be the case today, just because, they've had the injury bug hit them a little bit, but they're still going to play hard. They're still going to compete every possession for 40 minutes, and so we can't take them lightly.
And Missouri Western, the past few games, they've been a team that's struggled to come out and score the ball. If you guys defend it well and get some of those shooters going early, whether it's Jalen, Tanya, Mallory, a good chance you can open up a good lead and play with confidence throughout.
Yeah, I think if we can defend like we've shown and really make them have to work for everything, they've got just two main scorers who they like to run a lot of stuff for, but then with their senior point guard, Malia Richardson. She's really good at playing downhill and getting to the basket and getting to the free throw line and things like that. And so, you know, defensively, we've just got to be real solid, play good team defense, and, you know, make sure that we are guarding personnel how we're supposed to. And then also we have to be able to make some in-game adjustments, just because there will be some things that that are probably thrown at us that we haven't seen out of them in their past couple games, and we got to be able to handle it.
Yeah, you look back to Southwest Baptist, Central Missouri, Nebraska, Kearney on the road. Those are three games where you're right there and they're within striking distance. You know, you play against Hayes and the team's kind of a lot of games, a short amount of days, getting a little bit tired. After a week off, how's practice look? Do they look like they're kind of back to 100% energy-wise?
Yeah, you know, it's been good week, you know, for us. We just have to make sure that we come out with full effort. You know, there's no reason not to with having a longer week and one, you know, only having one game this week. And so, you know, hopefully we can come out with that passion and that energy right from the start, because I think, you know, the way we've been playing, we've been coming out and starting games really well. And so, you know, obviously when we've done that, we've been able to, you know, extend that over longer periods of time. And so I think for us, it puts us in a better situation to come out with that fire right away rather than get down and have to try to find it later on.
Expecting good ball games today. It's a whiteout theme, a lot of fun stuff with the fans throughout. Imagine to get a good crowd and really get that home court advantage rock, and that'd play a big role.
Yeah, you know, it'll be good just to, you know, get a home game here on a Saturday after being gone last week out to Kearney and Hayes, and just, you know, feed off the energy and the atmosphere that that will be here in the gym and hopefully come out on the positive end.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State head coach Buck Shield, the Bearcats taking on Missouri Western. We'll take a break and be back with starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Oh, we are just about 5 minutes away from the opening tip as Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western meet in a conference showdown here in Maryville. Last time these two teams met, December 6th, the Griffins able to get a 77-48 win, but Northwest looking to pick up a big conference W this afternoon, snap their losing skid, and get back on the right track. Now, this segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for today's ball game, and we'll start with Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats have a 5 foot 5 inch freshman point guard out there once again, her 19th start in 19 games from St. Joseph, Missouri. It is Jalen Haggard. Haggard averaging just over 12 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists per ball game. Also has knocked down 44 three-pointers this year. Has been very good from deep in certain games, especially that win early on this season. Knocked down a lot of threes there. Career high 23 points. So if Jalen can take care of the ball and knock down some shots, that'll be a big vote of confidence there for the Bearcats. Also a 5 foot 9 inch freshman from Guilford, Missouri. Another freshman making her 19th start of the season. That is Mallory McConkie, averaging over 5 points per ball game. Also about 4 rebounds and 2 assists per contest as well. Also a 5 foot 7 inch junior from St. Joseph, Missouri, and played at Benton High School. It is Mallory McAndrews, averaging about 8 points per ball game, 1 rebound and 2 assists. McAndrews shooting 40% from 3-point range, also 90% from the charity stripe, and has had some big shots down the stretch for this team, including some big ones late in the game and in overtime against Nebraska Kearney last week. Also a 5 foot 10 inch senior from Sioux City, Iowa, played at Sioux City West High School, Tanya Meyer. Meyer, the Bearcats' leading scorer at 14 points per ball game, also averaging 9 rebounds per contest as well. Meyer shooting 41% from the field so far this season. And a 6 foot junior from Garden Grove, California, a transfer from New Mexico Highlands, rounding out the Bearcats starting five. That is Keilani Mayava, who has really emerged and played well recent games. So this is her 10th start of the season. Mayava averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per ball game, and has been played very well in the post, especially defensively for Northwest, since she's really gotten more minutes. The Bearcats led by head coach Buck Shield, assisted by Heather Howard. Howard started out her college playing career at Oklahoma State, then transferred to Missouri Western, where she rounded out her career playing under Rob Edmondson and the Griffins. On the other side for Missouri Western, they are a team that has been beat up. A lot of their normal starters, you would say, not in the lineup due to some of those injuries, including Brittany Adkins, their leading scorer, not in the lineup for today's ball game, not suited up at all. So the starting lineup for the Griffins will look like this. A 5 foot 7 inch senior from Cresco, Iowa, a transfer from North Iowa Area Community College, Savannah Lentz. Lentz, 21 points in the last game, a 55-49 loss at Nebraska Kearney. Also a 5 foot 4 inch junior from Cameron, Missouri, Malia Richardson. Richardson averaging 11 points and 3 assists per ball game. A 5 foot 4 inch freshman from Hamilton, New Zealand, Mania Timpson. Timpson averaging 2 points and 1 rebound per ball game. Also a 5 foot 10 inch junior from Riverside, California, a transfer from Central Arizona College, Kashara Scott. And a 6 foot 2 inch junior from Senegal, a transfer from North Oklahoma College, Dosu Njai. She's averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds per contest. As I mentioned, Missouri Western, led by head coach Rob Edmondson, with a career record of 503-169, and his MIAA record, 99-61. Excuse me, Missouri Western record, 99-61. The Griffins have lost 6 in a row, and Northwest would like to hand them loss number 7 in a row. The tip-off is right around the corner as Northwest meeting Missouri Western. We'll take a timeout and be back with the start of this ball game. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. and from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Well, the Bearcats back home this afternoon, taking on rival Missouri Western, another MIAA basketball game for Northwest Missouri State. A reminder that the Bearcat Radio Network brought to you by Abomley Auto Sales, located at the 5 Mile Corner. Also, Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, run by brothers Steve and Dan Miller. Starting lineups being announced here at Bearcat Arena before we get set for the opening tip alongside John Coffey. I'm Matt Stritton. Our studio engineer for today's ballgame is Kramer Sansone. While we have a moment, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest and Missouri Western meeting up this afternoon. John, you look at it, it's been a rough go for the Bearcats so far this season. 1-17 overall, 0-10 in the MIAA. Winnable game against Missouri Western. Lincoln and Linwood coming up after that, the two teams ahead of you in the conference standings. It's not out of the realm of possibility to get hot now and make the MIAA tournament.
Yeah, and they're not that far out of that last spot, despite the fact they haven't won a conference game up to this particular point. So a big three-game stretch coming up, three very winnable games. Northwest comes out and continues to prove in some of those areas that we've seen some improvement in. Again, it's turnovers. If you can limit the turnovers, especially the unforced turnovers in a game, that'll be big. Again, continue to improve on boards, both offensive and defensive side, and on the offense, and work for good shots. One of the things in the last couple weeks we've seen out of this team, they've been passing up good shots for better shots, and working the ball around, getting some good movement away from the basketball. If they can continue those things this afternoon, this could be a good finish to this one.
Well, we are just about set for the opening tip. Kehlani Maiava against Dosu NJ for Missouri Western. Bearcats going left to right in this opening quarter. NJ able to get the opening tip. They get out to Malia Richardson, and here come the Griffins to start this basketball game. Richardson going right side now for Maniah Timpson. Timpson giving up for Savannah Linstall. Head to shoulder fake, steps to her left, three-pointer no good, and the rebound comes down to Kehlani Maiava. Maiava off to Jalen Haggard. Bearcats get a stop on the opening possession for the Griffs. Now looking for a bucket of their own. It is left wing for McConkie. Up top for Jalen Haggard. Gets a screen to her right. Gives it off to Mallory McAndrews. McAndrews guarded by Richardson. Nearly loses it. Scooped up by McConkie. McConkie trying to drive in on Simpson. Goes up. Some contact. No foul, but she gets the bucket anyway. McConkie gives the Bearcats an early 2-0 lead with 9:20 to play in the first quarter. Nice take there by McConkie, and here come the Griffins, their second possession. It is Timpson, left wing, has a screen to her right from Scott. Now gives it up for NJ. Off to Savannah Lentz. Lentz high post, picks up her dribble. Right side Timpson, now entry pass into NJ, stolen away by Kehlani Maiava. Griffins empty on their first two trips. Ahead now to McConkie from Haggard. Starts to drive in over to Mayava. Right wing now for Mallory McConkie between the circles. Haggard left side for McConkie. 15 on the shot clock. McConkie is up to Mayava. A little 10-foot jump shot no good on the baseline. And the rebound comes down to Kashara Scott for Missouri Western. It is a Cameron grad, Malia Richardson, running the point for the Griffins. Gives it off to Savannah Lentz on the right side. A couple dribbles top of the key, back to Richardson. Between the circles now, Lentz, they swing it around. Left side for Simpson, a native of New Zealand. Back up top for NJ. Gives it off to Richardson, down to the elbow. Kicks it back out, Simpson. Three on the shot clock, to Richardson. Shot clock winding down, into the lane. Goes up the glass, and it rolls around and falls through. Malia Richardson, able to get that one. Averages 11 points per ball game. Just one of 11 shooting in their loss to UNK last weekend. Hits her first bucket there. It's a 2-2 ball game. As Mallory McAndrews wants a deep three for Northwest, that one will come up a little bit short, and the rebound comes down to NJ of Missouri Western. And it'll be Richardson walking it up the floor. Hands it off to Timpson, a little bit of a weave out between the circles for the Griffins. Now finds a cutting Scott into the paint. Trying to go over Mayava. Gives it off to Dosu Nje in the left block. Going up over Tanya Meyer off the glass. Hits nothing else. Down to Scott. And the putback is good for Missouri Western. Kashara Scott gets the bucket. And the Griffins, their first lead of the day, up 4-2. Tanya Meyer wants to heave a deep three of their own. Another back-to-back possessions for Northwest where they are heaving deep threes and not really not coming close.
Just not running their offense. And again, when they run their offense, they're able to get some good looks out of it. But right now, just coming down and not looking for the better shot. And it's hurt them in the last couple of possessions.
Griffin's running a bit of a weave. Now Richardson trying to turn the corner. Goes in off the glass, and it's good, plus the foul. Good body control there by Richardson to take it in there and still get the shot up. And they're going to get Mayava with the foul, so she will check out of the ballgame as Dittlinger comes in. Richardson, a great point guard for the Cameron Dragons coming up. Even on a team that took second in Class 3 at State back in 2013. Knocks down the free throw, and she has 5 quick points for Missouri Western. McConkie with it right wing for the Bearcats, now down 7-2, trying to drive on Lance. Kicks it out for McAndrews. Between the circles, Haggard, left side now, Dittlinger, guarded by NJ, trying to drive on her baseline, into the block, kick out for McAndrews. McAndrews out near midcourt now for Jalen Haggard. They switch Savannah Lentz onto her, drives in, picks up her dribble. Dittlinger at the elbow, a little head and shoulder fake, gets into the block, goes up right hand, shot blocked away by NJ, and Dosu NJ able to scoop it up and hands it off for Malia Richardson. After a really good first possession where McConkie got to the bucket and got the bucket to fall, Northwest look a little out of sorts on the offensive end. Here it's Kashara Scott for Missouri Western going right to left in this first quarter. Top of the key now. Left side for Savannah Lentz. Entry pass into NJ. Working on Dittlinger into the paint. Spins around. Left hand shot off the glass and it's good.
One of the areas that's hurt Northwest in the past couple weeks too though is the fact they just give up way too many points in the paint, and we're seeing that continue this afternoon.
Right wing, it is McConkie. Entry pass into Tanya Meyer. Her first touch in the post of this ballgame. She'll dribble out near the three-point line. Gives it off for McAndrews. McAndrews into the elbow. Now gives it up for Dittlinger. Dittlinger trying to kick it out for Haggard. Her pass is partially deflected by Richardson and goes out of bounds. It will stay with Northwest.
Art Emerson really has been a believer through the years in a very aggressive man-to-man defense just due to the number of injuries that his team has suffered here the last several weeks. He's kind of gone to a hybrid man type of zone defense out here. It's been giving Northwest a little bit of problem.
Looking for the kick out for Dittlinger, trying to scoot back and knock down a three-pointer. Catches the ball, shuffles her feet, and is called for a travel. So that is a turnover on the Bearcats. And that is one thing that Missouri Western has been good at, is forcing turnovers for the opponent. 19.1 opposing turnovers per ball game against Missouri Western. That is the best in the MIAA. It is Kashara Scott with it. Top of the key. Couple dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it up to NJ. In the paint. Working around. Shot comes up well short. And the rebound comes down to Dittlinger. Bearcats trailing 9-2 with 5 minutes to play in this first quarter. Right wing for McAndrews. Into the corner for Dittlinger. Inside for Tanya Meyer. Meyer bumped from behind, and she is fouled by Kashara Scott. That is team foul number one on Missouri Western. 4:57 to play here in this opening quarter. We have a media timeout on the floor. We'll step aside with this 90-second timeout with them. Bearcats trailing by 7. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Bearcats trailing 9-2. Jalen Haggard on the baseline, puts up a floater and knocks it down over Timpson. Jalen's first points of the game. 9-4 is this Missouri Western lead. Bearcats now 2 of 7 shooting so far. That is in Jai, right side, up top for Scott. Looking inside now, trying to drive past the Bearcats. Gets in there, gets a little bump, throws up a shot, but she walked with it first.
I think she's trying to draw a shooting situation at the free throw line. And really kind of backfired on her. It ended up getting called for the travel and didn't hit the shot either one.
Bearcats going left to right. First quarter down by 5. Kylie Coleman checks in her first minutes. Gives off to Haggard. Back to Tanya Meyer. Wants a three-pointer. That one comes up short. Meyer now 0 of 2 shooting three-pointers in this ballgame. Bearcats down 5.
I like it better when Meyer starts out inside getting some shots and then able to step out on the perimeter and hit a few of those. It really opens the offense up a little bit more if she can get her inside game developed first.
Richardson driving in, gives it up to Njai. One power dribble goes up. Her shot falls short, and it is Tanya Meyer there for the rebound. Griffin's now 4 of 8 shooting in this ballgame as Meyer has it. Out between the circles for the Cats. Right side, Mallory McAndrews looks inside. Now they'll swing it around. Kylie Coleman on the left wing. Looking for Tanya Meyer, who is working in the post right now. Up top, McAndrews. High post now for Tanya Meyer, trying to find a cutting Dintlinger. Pass goes off Dintlinger's hands, ricochets off Njai's leg, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Northwest. Fortunate ricochet there for Northwest to hang on to that one.
Sometimes it works out.
Haggard inbounding baseline right. 8 seconds to go on the shot clock for Northwest. Haggard inbounds out near midcourt for Coleman. Right side for McAndrews. Tries to get a pass inside. It is knocked away and picked off by Njai. The right idea of getting into the post, but two players for the Griffins right there to swat that one away.
And that pass is a little bit late getting there.
Richardson to Scott at the top of the key. Not a three-point thrust to give her room. Then she gets the ball inside to Njai, and she traveled with it. She was about to get fouled in the act of shooting, but she shuffled her feet, and another turnover on the Griffs. Maiava checks back into the ballgame for Dittlinger. Went to the bench a little earlier with the foul. 3:14 to go in the first quarter. Northwest down 9-4 to Missouri Western. Haggard starts to drive, gets it back out for Maiava. Three-point line that floats a pass over into the right wing. Haggard for three. She's got it. Jalen Haggard knocks it down, and Rob Edmondson needs a timeout for the Griffins. 9-7, Northwest back within two. A 30-second timeout. We'll take this one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Northwest, a big three-pointer there from Jalen Haggard. She scored the Bearcats' last 5 points. Last 5 points of the ballgame overall. Northwest now down 9-7 to Missouri Western.
Jalen just playing with a lot more confidence as the season's gone along. Again, just a freshman coming in. It really appears like she's just at that conference level, believing that she can play at this level, and is doing very well running the offense and then making some plays defensively.
Richardson brings the ball up the floor for Missouri Western. They give it off Timpson between the circles. Looking for Lymph, popping out. She gets the ball on the left wing. Now inside for Njai, guarded by Kehlani Maiava. Goes up. Good defense by Maiava. Njai's shot off the mark. She gets the rebound. Outlet off to Haggard. Haggard pushing the ball up the floor. Trying to drive past Timpson. Kick out for Maiava. Little head and shoulder fake. Dribbles into the elbow. Kick out for Tanya Meyer. Long two-point jump shot feed on the three-point line there, but she gets it to go. And the Bearcats back in front 10-9. First lead since it was 2-0 early on. 2:15 to play in this first quarter. Lintz, right wing, to the elbow. Kick out for Richardson. Right back to Lintz. Left side for Njai. Hands it off for Timpson. Top the key for Scott. 8 on the shot clock for Missouri Western. Floats it in for Njai. The charge almost taken by Haggard. No whistle. And Njai able to recollect herself and lay it in. Here come the Bearcats with McAndrews on the left wing. Guarded by Timpson. Now right side for Haggard. Back up top for Tanya Meyer. They swing it around. Coleman now left side. McAndrews inside. Kehlani Maiava goes up right hand. Off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive board for Tanya Meyer. And a fresh shot clock for the Bearcats. Back to Haggard as she's right in front of the Missouri Western bench. Backs out near midcourt just a bit. Working on Savannah Lentz. Screen to her right. Takes it. Now gets to Maiava. Finds a cutting Tanya Meyer. And she lays it in. Nice look from Kehlani Maiava.
Well, we have a different look offensively out of the Bearcats that trip down. I don't think we've seen that play run all year. And it really was run to perfection with the cut to the bucket by Meyer on the backdoor cut.
All tied up at 11 apiece. As Timpson gives it off for Njai. Now to Savannah Lentz. And a movie screen coming up on Dosu Njai. That'll be team foul number 2 on Missouri Western. 1 minute to play in this first quarter. Macy Williams checks in for her first minute. Jalen Haggard heads to the bench.
Chance to get Jalen a little bit of a rest here at the end of the quarter. And then you have the timeout at the quarter and come back and be rested for the second.
Griffins also check in Sarah Ledbetter, battling an ankle injury. Missed last ball game, but the 6'1" senior in now against Northwest. Kylie Coleman starts to drive, comes back out, looks for Mallory McAndrews, but McAndrews cutting in. The pass goes all the way to the other end of the bucket, other end of the floor, goes out of bounds at the Northwest bench.
Really, for the most part, Northwest has done a pretty good job taking care of the basketball in the first quarter, just their third turnover.
42 seconds to play in this first quarter as Richardson starts to drive. Gets it back out to Scott. Inside for Ledbetter going up against Maiava. Good defense once again in the post by Kehlani Maiava. Shot is no good. And the rebound for the Bearcats. Kehlani, 3 rebounds and 3 assists in this first quarter. Not a bad line for her.
Missed just a little bit of time picking up a quick foul or two, but really making a difference when she's on the floor.
Now Dentlinger gets it top of the key, and Ledbetter reaching in trying to steal that one away. She has called for a quick foul. And 17 seconds to go in this first quarter. Tied up at 11 apiece. That's 3 team fouls now on Missouri Western. Macy Williams inbounding on the sideline for Northwest. Into Kylie Coleman. Into the paint. Goes up. Right hand. Off the glass. No good. Ball tips around. Picked up by Mania Timpson. Timpson starting to slow it up. 8 on the game clock. Gives it off to Malia Richardson. Richardson, top of the key. Looking to drive on the Bearcats. Pulls up. 15-foot jump shot. Nothing but net. Just before the buzzer sounds, Malia Richardson knocks down the jumper and gives Missouri Western a 13-11 lead as the first quarter comes to a close. We'll go ahead, step aside for a 1 minute timeout and come back with your second quarter. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
At the end of the first quarter, Northwest trailing Missouri Western 13-11. Bearcats got down 9-2, able to fight back, take a 10-9 lead, and trailing by 2 as we head into the second quarter. Bearcats didn't play too bad there, John, but a couple possessions there in the middle of the quarter with just some curious shot selection.
Yeah, and that was when my wife was on the bench, and when she came back out into the ball game, again, she picked up a quick foul, and Coach Steele decided to set her for a bit. But when she came back on the floor, the team really started running the offense just a little bit better, and it turned into a nice little run for the Bearcats getting back up on this one. And I think, conversely, too, she helped the team defensively. They were able to get some defensive boards that they were missing when she was on the bench.
Despite that foul, no points, but 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 steal. No turnovers for Mayava in that first quarter. Bearcats with the ball coming out in the second quarter is Dentlinger. Right side now for Jalen Haggard. Back left for Meyer. Into the corner for Dentlinger. Looking for a cutting Haggard. Instead, back up top for Mallory McAndrews. That's to 10 on the shot clock. Inside the 3-point line, back out to Tawny Meyer. Ball poked away. She picks it back up. 4 on the shot clock. Getting the ball inside to Dentlinger. Instead, she'll float this pass out of bounds. Turnover number 4 on Northwest.
I got a situation where Meyer just expired her dribble out there on the perimeter and was guarded defensively, just trying to get rid of the ball. Just didn't have any really good option to find someone open.
Scott with it for Missouri Western at the elbow. Back at left in front of head coach Buck Shield for Northwest. It is Malia Richardson handling the basketball. She'll dribble back to the right side on the wing. Free throw line for Scott. Looking for entry pass into Njai. Guarded by Dentlinger. Goes up left hand off the glass and she lays it in. Nearly walked with that one, but Njai gets the bucket. She has 6 points in this one. 15-11 is the Missouri Western lead over Northwest. Between the circles, Jalen Hager starts to dribble right. And wide open lane goes in. Gets bumped. Puts the foul. Hager saw a wide open lane. Drove in and laid that one up high off the glass. And got knocked down by Kishara Scott. Bucket plus the foul for Jalen.
And good drive to the basket and recognized that she was going to be bumped, went up with the shot, able to keep her focus and draw the foul and make it not quite a 3-point trip down the floor.
Free throw in and out. Dentlinger gets the offensive board, gets it out to McConkie. Now to McAndrews. High post Dentlinger. Bearcats down 15-13 now. Haggard dribbles out near midcourt. Now starts to attack, has a screen, steps back, 3-pointer well short. Offensive board for McConkie once again. And Haggard has it back out near midcourt. They call out the play, and the Bearcats another fresh 30 on the shot clock. Right side, McConkie finds the cutting Meyer. Goes in, layup is good, puts the foul. Another in-one opportunity for Northwest. And Missouri Western looking for the charge there. Kishara Scott thought that she had her feet planted and took the charge. Rob Edmondson thinks the same thing. But they're going to get the and-one for Tawny Meyer. And it's Meyer going up to the ball handler, starting to set that screen, then slips past and cuts to the bucket, and they float that pass in. And Coach Edmondson speaking to her player, Scott, as she comes to the bench right in front of the official, yelling, apparently you got to get out of the way because they're not going to call a charge for you.
One thing about Coach Edmondson, he's about as dramatic on the sidelines as any coach in there. Probably takes over the role that Coach Bob Chipman had on the men's side with Washburn after Chipman retired last year.
He is definitely entertaining. Free throw from Meyer is good. Bearcats back in front, 16-15. Savannah Lentz, kick out for Timpson. Jalen Haggard all over her. They swing it around. Lentz, Ledbetter now. Richardson left wing. Up top to Njai. Bounce pass in for Ledbetter. Stolen away by Mallory McConkie. Got to say, the post defense for the Bearcats has been pretty good today between Meyer and Mayava. as McAndrews has it right side, trying to get the ball into Tanya Meyer. Double team came over, so instead they go up top for McConkie. McConkie dribbling left. Looking for Meyer to pop out. She gets it left wing now. 10 on the shot clock. Between the circles, Haggard. Right side, McAndrews trying to get into the free throw line. Kick out. Meyer, deep three-pointer. That one too strong. And Dittlinger fighting for the offensive board, but goes out of bounds off of Northwest.
A little bit fortunate. Didn't get a foul call there, too. Reaching over a bit, trying to get that rebound. Just couldn't haul it in as it went out of bounds.
So far for Northwest, 7 points from Meyer, 7 points from Haggard, 2 from McConkie. That's all the scoring for the Bearcats. Griffin's led by Richardson. She has 7 points, all those coming in the first quarter. And it is Malia Richardson, top of the key. Right elbow now for Sarah Ledbetter. She'll take that jumper, and she knocks it down for the Griffins. Tanya Meyer was daring her to shoot it, and she did. She hits it. 17-16, Missouri Western back in front by one. Is Haggard trying to drive on Richardson. Ball knocked away. It is loose. Haggard scoops it back up with 17 on the shot clock and dribbles back out to Meyer. Now between the circles. Meyer picks up her dribble. Left wing now for McConkie. They swing it around. Dittlinger taking a baseline jumper. That one too strong. And the rebound comes down to Njai for Missouri Western. Again, some really good offensive possessions. Then a few where the Bearcats just look out of sorts.
Well, they just get in trouble is where they're not getting a lot of movement away from the ball, and that was the case that trip down.
Flint hands it off for Timpson. A little bit of a weave for Missouri Western. Richardson now looking to turn the corner, and an offensive foul. A moving screen coming up on Sarah Ledbetter. That is the second moving screen on the Griffins. And Rob Edmondson doesn't agree with that one either.
I'm shocked, I tell you, I'm shocked.
But not even 4 minutes into this quarter, 3 team fouls now on the Griffins.
He is animated.
Oh, yes, he is. And he's a nice guy away from the court, but he doesn't always get along with the folks in stripes on the court.
very few coaches do.
Yeah, that's true. McConkie drives down to the left block, goes up and puts it in off the glass. McConkie 4 points now for the Bearcats. At that last dead ball, Kylie Coleman and Mayaba checking back in for Northwest, who is back in front, 18-17. 5:50 to play in the first half. Still searching for that first conference win. Ledbetter into Njai, guarded by Dittlinger. Nice little move and pivots around and lays it up off the glass. Dosu Njai with 8 points for Western. 1 point lead for the Griffs. It is Haggard, top of the key. He has a lane, drives in, floater off the glass, no good. Fighting for the offensive rebound. It will be a tie-up in a jump ball possession arrow to Missouri Western as Njai and Mayaba fight for that one. 5:23 to play, a 1 point lead for Missouri Western. Bearcats shooting 40% from the field. The Griffins only shooting 60%, much better, but not nearly as many shot attempts as Northwest between the offensive fouls and the turnovers.
Bearcats 5 more shot attempts than the Griffins right now.
It is Timpson, left side for Missouri Western. Gives it off to Savannah Lentz. That shot partially blocked by Mallory McConkie. Goes out of bounds off the Griffins. Ricocheted off Njai as that one came down well short of the hoop because McConkie got a lot of that ball. Northwest chance to take the lead back once again as Haggard brings the ball down the floor. Between the circles, left side, Kylie Coleman looks inside Dittlinger. Now she'll dribble to her right. Out to Haggard, has an open baseline, pulls up, 10-foot jumper is good. Jalen Haggard having herself a ball game, 9 first half points. The native of St. Joseph showing up to play well here against Missouri Western. As the weave up top run by Missouri Western, Richardson gets it. High post now for Ledbetter, looking inside. She'll take a jumper about 2 feet beyond that free throw line and knocks it down. Ledbetter, a transfer from Central Arkansas, showing a little bit of range there for the Griffs. As Bearcats back down by one. 4:15 to play in this first half. Haggard starts to drive, pulls up, gives it off to Kylie Coleman. Coleman now starting to dribble over to that left wing. Back up top for McConkie, guarded by Lentz. McConkie driving in, picks up her dribble. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebound for Ledbetter, and she'll outlet off to Richardson. Inside 4 minutes to go as both these teams looking to snap a losing skid. The Bearcats lost 15 in a row. Griffs have lost 6 in a row. 3:40 to play in this opening half. Lentz with it in the left corner. Inside to Ledbetter. Shot clock winding down. Working on Maiava. And she took, it looked like, a couple extra steps inside. Buckshield can't believe there's no travel called. But the shot is off the mark, and Northwest gets the rebound.
Trying to work that up and under move. And Coach Shill thought it wasn't quite right. But Northwest will get the rebound.
Might have worked both of those feet up at the same time. 21-20. Western in front. 3:15 to play in this first half. Maiava with it. In the left block, going up against Njai, off the glass, and it's good. Kehlani Maiava lays it in, her first bucket of the game, and Northwest is back in front. Western running the weave up top, as Richardson slows it down now at the top of the key to Ledbetter. Ledbetter inside to Njai, working on Dentlinger, and they get the travel call that time.
Just a little bit off balance trying to make that post move. I think she was expecting a little bit of contact with Dentlinger and leaned back a bit. Dentlinger was back about a half step further than what she thought and just called for the travel.
Turnover number 7 on the Griffins so far in this half. Bearcats up by 1. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 90 seconds and be back with the rest of this first half. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXDV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMillRealEstate.net.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Bearcats ball out of the timeout. Zoe Hayward just checked into the ball game. Left wing now gives it up to Maiava. High post, dribbles into the left block. Guarded by Njai, goes up. Right hand off the glass, no good. Rebound for Njai and Missouri Western. Cats up by 1, 2:20 to play in the first half. Richardson across midcourt, calling out plays for the Griffins as they start to run the weave up top. Always ends with Richardson looking to attack. Now she pulls it out, and they give it off to Zariah Pulava, just checking into the ball game. Off to Simpson. Simpson trying to get around Maiava, and they're going to get a foul on the floor on the Bearcats. Just stuck her hip out there and gave her a little bump as she went around, and foul on the floor on Northwest. As Dentlinger comes back into the ball game, Maiava checks out after her second personal foul.
Seeing Coach Shill use the three post players, just rotating all three in and out of this game.
Quick shot from Njai, no good. Rebound for Dentlinger, gives it off to Hager. Quickly ahead to Hayward, has a bit of a lane, drives into the paint, takes the contact, and the blocking foul on Missouri Western. Zoe Hayward, a chance to head to the free throw line for a pair. The freshman from Leavenworth, Kansas. So that's another player, it looks like, along with Kylie Coleman and Kehlani Maiava, that slowly getting a little bit more confidence there in themselves and from Coach Shield.
And resulting in just a little bit more playing time every game.
So he knocks down the free throw, a 69% shooter at the Charity Stripe so far this season. Northwest up 23-21 now on Missouri Western, 1:47 to play in the half. Second free throw is good. Hayward with a pair, and it's a 3-point Bearcat lead. Richardson brings the ball up the floor as the Griffins start their weave up top. Ends with Richardson. And she gives it off to Pulava. Pulava trying to drive back to pass the Bearcats. Goes inside. Shot blocked away by Dittlinger. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Missouri Western.
Tell you what, Dittlinger getting a few more minutes in this first half. She's part of that rotation with Meyer and Mayava there, and she's making the most of it, making some big plays.
Inbound pass comes into Lentz up top for Timpson. Gets a screen to her left from Njai. Now the handoff for Malia Richardson. Off to Pulava, high post, left side for Simpson. Two on the shot clock. Needs to put a shot up. She gets it off just before the buzzer and scoops it in off the glass. Nice move there by Simpson. Thought she was going to hang on to that one too long. Plus, she brings the Griffins back within one of Northwest. Right wing, McAndrews. Guarded by Savannah Lentz. Between the circles for Haggard. Right side now, Zoe Hayward. Guarded by Richardson. Hayward looks inside, now hands it off for McAndrews. High post for Meyer. Kick out. Dittlinger, three from the corner. Off the mark. Offensive board for the Bearcats. 50 seconds to play in this half, and Northwest gets a fresh shot clock. Left corner, it's Hayward. Back out near midcourt for Haggard. Head coach Buck Shield calling out the play from the sideline. Left wing, it's Hayward. Between the circles, McAndrews. Right side, Haggard gets a screen from Dittlinger. Trying to drive baseline. Picks up her dribble. Turnaround jumper. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down for Pulava of Missouri Western. 20 seconds to play in this first half. The shot clock is off. And Missouri Western will hold for the final shot of the half as they trail Northwest by one. Richardson dribbling out near midcourt. Griffin's going right to left in the final seconds of this second quarter. Richardson guarded by McAndrews. Right side for Timpson. Three on the game clock. Gives it off to Lentz, trying to throw a shot up. A little bit of contact. No foul called on the three-point attempt. And we go to half with Northwest up 24-23. And it looked like the Griffin bench collectively kind of threw their hands up looking for a foul call. And it's not. So Northwest hanging on to that one-point lead, looking to snap this losing skid and get their first MIAA win of the season. Let's go ahead and step aside for 90 seconds and dive into our halftime festivities. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Well, at halftime, Northwest Missouri State leading Missouri Western 24-23. John, they started a little bit slow, but the Bearcats really came on strong as that first quarter went along and taking a lead into halftime.
Well, one of the things that they were able to do in that first half is make virtually every possession count offensively. This is a situation where they went through the first half, just four turnovers, and against a team, Missouri Western, that does a very good job forcing turnovers. Missouri Western right now with seven, so Griffith, a team that normally doesn't turn over the ball that much, and a team that forces a lot of turnovers. Bearcats able to, at this point, run the offense pretty well, and they fully cut down run, force turnovers, and because of that, getting some more looks at the basket.
24-23 is our score in favor of Northwest at halftime. After this one, we have the men's basketball game. Bearcats 16-2 overall, 8-2 in the MIAA. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have the associate head coach of the Bearcats, Austin Meyer, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball leading the Griffins 24-23 at halftime. After this one, we have the men's game. Bearcats 16-2 overall, 8-2 in conference play. Now joined by associate head coach Austin Meyer. Austin, always good to see you, and always good to see you back at home for a nice wide event like we have going on today.
Yeah, we're excited. It should be a great atmosphere. It's already a good crowd here, and a lot of people wearing white, and so hopefully it'll be an energetic, crazy atmosphere today.
Last time we saw the Griffins, that was back in St. Joe, December 6th, a 74-60 win for Northwest. They played in a lot of close games. They've had a hard time finishing out those close games. What do you expect out of them today?
Yeah, you know, like you said, they've been in, I think there's, you know, six or seven games in the league within, you know, 8 points. They just have struggled to finish games, but they play really hard. They continue to play hard, even though their record isn't great. They do a good job of getting in gaps defensively, and they kind of plug the paint. So, you know, we're going to look for a lot of driving kicks, and, you know, we've really been telling our guys if we can, you know, attack a closeout, come off a ball screen, a lot of times if we can get to the paint, we're going to have kickout opportunities more than normal. Now, obviously they could change everything up and change an entire game plan, but and then, you know, defensively they're running a different offense. We're running a spread offense right now, which they didn't run the last time we played them, so we've gone over defending that, and typical with them is getting through screens, especially on Cole Clearman, Trey Brown, their shooters. We want to take them out of the game, not give them open looks. Seth Boniface, their five-man, did a really good job against us last time of catching it deep in the post and scoring, and we've kind of made some adjustments on that. You know, biggest thing with keeping it out of post players' hands is ball pressure on the perimeter. It's not just the bigs fighting defensively, but, you know, we've obviously had a game off. We didn't play Wednesday or Thursday, and so hopefully we're fresh coming into this one.
The biggest question, I think, that I've heard everybody talking about throughout the week is Justin Pitts okay? So what I want to ask you, is Justin Pitts okay?
Justin Pitts is okay, yeah.
Well, everybody's breathing better now.
Yeah, no, he'll play today, and I think it's a good thing. You know, he had a chance to get off his feet and get some rest. Obviously, you know, he plays a lot of minutes. A lot of times he plays 40 minutes. So, you know, he's a guy that isn't going to just sit out of practice, and we're probably not going to sit him out of practice. That's just not really what we do. Now, obviously, our practice, as we go into the season, you know, we don't go as long and as hard, but it kind of forced him to not do anything. He couldn't do anything for 4 or 5 days, so was able to do a little bit the last couple days. So he'll be ready to go today.
Does everybody as a whole, after not having another game since last Saturday, just look like they feel a little bit better, legs under them a little bit better now?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, obviously the game at Kearney, we played too many games in a week. You know, that's just an excuse. But, you know, we weren't really locked in. We weren't flying around. Our normal energy defensively, defensive rebounding, we weren't very good at. But then, you know, Saturday against Fort Hays without Justin, we were pretty good defensively. And you know, it was a team effort. And obviously we showed we could play without him. But I will say this, we are a little bit better with him.
It can't hurt to have him out there. Although I will say, anytime you see Chris Endow in a big game, a national championship, a Lincoln Memorial, no Justin Pitts, he steps up to play and plays big.
Yeah, he was huge for us. I think he had 14 rebounds in that game, and he scored. He made plays. You know, I remember him, you know, coming off a ball screen there in the second half, a driving kick for a three, and he just made, you know, he's done a great job in practice this week too, him and Xavier, of making the right play, not trying to do too much. You know, we had 17 turnovers in that game against Hayes, and some of it was just trying to do a little too much instead of letting the game come to you. But no, he's been terrific for us, and, you know, it helps when, you know, Justin goes out, you have other guys. You know, we've talked about it all year long. We have a lot of really, really good players on this team, and And obviously Justin gets a lot of credit, deservedly so, but there's a lot of other guys that can play and play at a high level, and Chris is definitely one of those.
Austin, appreciate your time. Good luck today.
All right, thanks, Matt.
It's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Associate Head Coach, as the Bearcats take it on the Griffins a little later on this afternoon.
Well, we have a moment. Let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Let's go ahead and take a check of the MIAA scoreboard going on right now. Already one final. That's Pittsburgh State beating Northeastern State 65-50 in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. In the fourth quarter, it is Central Missouri leading Washburn 64-50. At halftime, Central Oklahoma leading Missouri Southern 31-25. And at halftime, Fort Hays over Lindenwood 41-24. And one more game that we don't have an update on just yet, UNK and Lincoln playing this afternoon in Jeff City. And, of course, here at Bearcat Arena, it's 24-23 in favor of Northwest. Around the MIAA, brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Let's take a time out, and we'll be back to check your halftime stats here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prennery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
It is halftime at Bearcat Arena. Northwest leading Missouri Western 24-23. Bearcats looking for that first conference win of the season. It'd be great to have it to come here against the rival Missouri Western Griffins. Taking a look at our halftime stats, Bearcats as a whole shot 38.5% from the field. Only 14% though from three-point range. The Bearcats 1-7 from deep. Could be a good sign, though, if they're able to start lighting it up there in the second half the way they've been playing overall. Knock down a few three-pointers, they could pull away and hopefully take control of this ballgame. Northwest also 3-4 at the free throw line in the first half. Bearcats being led by Jalen Haggard. Haggard 9 points on 4 of 7 in that first half. Also getting 7 points and 3 rebounds from Tanya Meyer. Also, 4 points and 1 rebound, 1 block, 1 steal coming from Mallory McConkie. And 1 big half coming out of Kehlani Mayava. Mayava, only 2 points, but she has 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal to go along with that. Has not turned the ball over in the first half for the Bearcats. Also getting a couple points out of Zoe Hayward. On the other side for Missouri Western, shooting 55% in the first half, but the Bearcats have forced 7 turnovers. Also some offensive fouls coming for Missouri Western, kind of limiting some of their shot attempts there in that first half.
Griffins are being led by Dosu Njai. She has 8 points, 7 points coming from Aaliyah Richardson, 4 points coming from Sarah Ledbetter off the bench, Manaya Timpson with 2 points, and Kashara Scott with 2 points as well. At halftime, 24-23, Northwest will take a timeout and be back with the second half of action here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Getting set for the second half of action. Bearcats hoping to close this one out, leading by 1 point right now. A reminder, Bearcat Basketball brought to you by Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids, and Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, located on Main Street in Maryville. Bearcats with the ball coming out to start the second half, going right to left. Bearcats white tank tops, white shorts with the green lettering and green numerals. Meanwhile, for Missouri Western, their road unis, the anthracite gray tops and shorts with the black numerals and lettering outlined in yellow. It is Mallory McConkie trying to start the second half like she started that first half, driving to the bucket. Her shot off the mark this time, though, goes out of bounds off Missouri Western. Start of this third quarter here from Bearcat Arena. Men's game two follows. Bearcats ranked seventh in the nation. Inbounds pass comes into Mayava, out to McAndrews. Now McConkie into Mayava, working on Scott. Goes up right hand, and it's good. Kehlani Mayava, a full stat sheet in that first half with rebounds, assists, and steals. Now has 4 points in the ballgame after knocking down that bucket. Bearcats up 26-23. Savannah Lentz for Missouri Western driving in to the paint. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Meyer, ahead to Haggard. Jalen Haggard trying to take Timpson one-on-one all the way to the bucket. She gets fouled. Shot is off the mark, but Haggard heading to the free throw line. So far today, Jalen 0-for-1 at the charity stripe on the season, a 67% free throw shooter. Jalen, a 5'5" freshman out of St. Joe, chose to come play basketball down the road in Maryville. Now playing the school that's shared her hometown in Missouri Western. Knocks down her first free throw into double digits now in the ballgame. Second one on the way from Haggard is good. She has 11, and the Bearcats are up by 5. Largest lead of the day for Northwest Missouri State. The Griffins have been bitten by the injury bug, only played 5 players in their entire last game against UNK, and they have lost 6 in a row after starting out this season 9-1. Bearcats trying to give them their 7th loss in a row. It is Njai in the paint. Took an extra step. No travel called. Shot no good. Rebound bounces around, and it comes down to McConkie of Northwest. The Guilford, Missouri native gives it off to Haggard. Haggard ahead to Tanya Meyer. Meyer pulls up and now gives it off into the corner for McAndrews. McAndrews right wing now into the corner for Tanya. She wants the three. Tanya Meyer knocks down the three-pointer, and Northwest goes up 31-23. Tanya Meyer has 10 points along with Haggard. A timeout quickly from Rob Edmondson of Missouri Western. Bearcats open up a 31-23 lead to get this second half rolling. We have a timeout on the floor. We will take it with them and be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Out of the timeout, Savannah Lentz, a quick layup for Missouri Western, snapping a 7-0 run to start this second half for the Bearcats. Now 31-25 is the Northwest lead. Maiava with it right wing. Looking inside. Now we'll hand it off for McAndrews. Between the circles, McConkie, left side, Haggard goes right through Jalen's hands out of bounds into the Northwest bench. A turnover on the Bearcats. We've seen them play well for three-plus quarters, not able to close games out. Bearcats hoping to find a way to do that today as they they lead Missouri Western by 6 points. Malia Richardson brings the ball up the floor, guarded by Mallory McAndrews into the paint. Layup off the glass into the heel of the rim, no good. Offensive board, though, for Richardson. Pulls it out for Savannah Lentz, and a fresh 30 on the shot clock for Missouri Western. Lentz gets a screen from Njai, drives in, left-hand layup, no good. Ball bounces out of bounds off of Scott, and it goes back to Northwest. 6-point lead right now for the Bearcats. Mentioned they played in some close games. Southwest Baptist led most of that one, ended up losing by 5, even though they had a 10-point lead there late in that ball game. Number 12, Central Missouri, was here, only down by 6 at the start of the fourth quarter, ended up losing by 16, so trying to find a way to close these games out. Haggard, top of the key, guarded by Richardson, right side for Kylie Coleman. Inside, Tanya Meyer, double team comes over, bounce pass across the lane for Maiava, layup is good. Left side of the lane, falling away, Maiava lays it up with her right hand, and it falls through. Back to an 8-point lead for Northwest. The 6-foot junior from Garden Grove, California, 6 points now for Kehlani Maiava. Timpson, left wing for Missouri Western, up top for Njai. Looks inside for Scott. Now Kashara Scott comes out top of the three-point line and takes the pass. Right side for Lentz. 7 on the shot clock for Missouri Western. Guarded by Kylie Coleman. Pulls up three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Offensive board for Scott. And the putback for Missouri Western. Kashara Scott, a 5'10" junior from Riverside, California, not giving up on that one. And she gets the putback. Cats up by 6 with 6:22 to play in this third quarter. Right side, Kylie Coleman. Dribbles into the lane. Left hand layup off the glass. Just heaves that one up, and it rattles through for Kylie Coleman.
You have to wonder right now with the way Northwest has started this third quarter against the Missouri Western team that really has 5 players that they play most of the time. They've got 7 on the roster right now, where Northwest has been running in and out players into this lineup, where Northwest just a little bit fresher right now on the floor than what Missouri Western is.
Njai goes up, left hand over Kehlani Maiava, and lays it in. Not only are the Bearcats fresher, but man, they have some of that energy from the crowd, and they play so much better at home that you just get a feeling they're going to find a way to close this one out.
Boy, this crowd really is into it this afternoon.
Oh, offensive foul coming up as McAndrews got called for the moving screen there. It was a physical screen. And so that will give the ball back to Missouri Western as they trail by six. You know, the good part about Missouri Western, we get to know these folks left there right down the road. And I learned something new about you, John.
Oh, yeah?
You have your PhD.
I do.
Called Dr. Dr. Coffee is the nickname from the Missouri Western clan. I did not know that.
Well, I didn't either. Well, it's about time I'm getting some respect.
Yeah. Pass nearly thrown away by Richardson. It's picked up by Scott inside for Njai. Lintz in the corner. Puts up the quick three. Off the rim, no good. Offensive board for Scott. Another putback, but it's no good. Coleman with the rebound for Northwest. Bearcats getting a lot of contributions from that bench. Dintlinger with some good minutes. Coleman putting in good minutes now. Hayward with a few, but quality minutes there in that first half. And a foul coming up on Simpson for Missouri Western.
Well, it's fun this afternoon, too. Organization day here at Bearcat Arena. A lot of the different groups on campus showing up, and a little bit of competition between the groups as far as showing spirit here, and that's really making things fun.
It is. Good to see the student athletes as well as the town coming out to support as Haggard looking for a cutting Tanya Meyer, not on the same page. Bounce pass out of bounds, but still a 6-point lead for Northwest as we reach the media timeout in this third quarter. Long way to go, but the Bearcats are playing good. Hoping this can keep up. We'll take a timeout and be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Long way to go in this basketball game, John, but I don't know. It feels like a different energy around this team in this ball game right now.
I think it is. Again, coming off a road trip where they went double overtime against Nebraska Kearney and just gave everything they had on the floor that night. And then, of course, in the, with one day's rest, had to go to Fort Hays State and just didn't have anything in the tank that day. So I really think you have to throw that Fort Hays State game out as far as the way this team has been making improvements here in the last 2 to 3 weeks. And kind of picking up where they left off in that Thursday night matchup with UNK and playing well against Missouri Western.
Inside 5 minutes to go now. Missouri Western with the ball inside for NJI. Working on Dentlinger. Goes up left hand off the glass is good. In fact, to a 4-point lead for Northwest. NJI with 10 points in the game. Haggard across the timeline. Left side, Kylie Coleman guarded by Timpson. Starts to drive. Floats the pass over to Dentlinger high post. Now out to McAndrews. Between the circles, Haggard has a screen from Tanya Meyer. Into the corner, McAndrews now inside for Tanya. Picks up her dribble, looking for a cutter, and she drugged that pivot foot just a little bit in a turnover on the Cats.
Really, for the most part this afternoon, Northwest doing a very good job keeping care of the basketball. Unfortunate turnover there, but overall, really can't fault Northwest too much turnover-wise. Just had four at halftime. Now they've had four here in this third quarter, but doing a much better job taking care of the basketball.
Savannah Lentz, pass up to her left wing, nearly stolen away. Kylie Coleman was ready to break away for a layup, tips that one out of bounds. So Missouri Western keeps possession, 15 on the shot clock. The Bearcats can pick up a win here. Lindenwood is down by 19. Northwest would be within one game of that final MIAA tournament spot.
That's one of the beauties of the way the conference tournament wraps up. There's still a lot to play for down the stretch for everyone.
Njai, nice little no-look pass across the lane for Scott, and she lays it in. Scott has 6 points. Haggard walks it across midcourt. 3:40 to play in this third quarter. It's a 2-point game. Missouri Western is not going away. Hager dribbles left side, has a screen from Tanya Meyer. She takes it, pulls the pass over to Tanya. Now right side for Kylie Coleman. Left side now for Dentlinger. Baseline jumper is good. And as Dentlinger knocks that one down, Macy Williams, Zoe Hayward pop to their feet. And they're really celebrating this one. They're having a good time over there.
I think everybody on the Bearcat side is really enjoying this game so far. It's nice to see them play with this type of emotion.
Simpson with it left wing. Up top for Njai. Guarded by Dentlinger right side. It is Savannah Lentz. Floats a pass over to Njai. Haggard steps up for the charge. They get her called for the block instead. Looked like Jalen was set up and ready to go for that one. They call the block, and so Missouri Western will inbound baseline right.
Right idea, just perhaps not quite set there, but still right idea and good hustle by Jalen.
Tried to get that in the first half. There was no call, and the shot was missed. This time around, they do get the call, and they give Haggard her first personal. Lentz inbounding baseline right. It goes right into the hands of Coleman, deflected off, and Ledbetter there to pick it up. A good break for Missouri Western. As Lentz has it now between the circles. Gets a screen to her right. Goes right back to Njai. Long two-point jumper's no good. Ledbetter offensive rebound. Nearly stolen away. Gives it off to Njai. Now Richardson near midcourt. Missouri Western a chance to reset the offense with 2:30 to play in this half. Or excuse me, this third quarter. Bearcats up by four. Richardson now to Lentz. Inside for Ledbetter. Takes one. Dribble pass deflected by Maiava. Njai able to grab it. Eight on the shot clock. Floats the pass back over to Ledbetter. And she lays it in. Not a ton of minutes in this game so far for Ledbetter, but she does have 6 points off the bench. As Maiava, top of the key, gives it off to McConkey. Mallory starts to drive. Gets it into the corner for Jalen. Haggard wants the three. She's got it. Jalen Haggard, 14 points now in the ballgame as she knocks down that three-pointer. Right there with the hand in her face, still hits it. 40-35. Missouri Western looking for the answer. Lentz off to Richardson on the weave. Trying to turn the corner, driving left. Kicks it out for Simpson. Simpson driving in there. A lot of contact, might have shuffled her feet. Throws it up and gets the shot to fall. Whew. Surprised there's no whistle of any sort that time. Now the pass nearly stolen away by Richardson as she goes bounding over that Missouri Western bench. She goes out of bounds, and the Bearcats will retain possession.
Imagine Coach Edmondson probably a little concerned seeing another player make a like to hustle there, but had to step over one of the seats there on the Missouri Western bench and then go into the front row of the stands there. Maybe a little worried that could have been another potential injury for the team, the way their players have been going down with injuries this season.
Matt Richardson, a good point guard, gives it all every time down the floor. Hayward starts to drive across the lane for Maiava. Goes up, shot no good. Rebound for Njai, and she'll give it off to Richardson. Bearcats up by three with 1:05 to play in the third quarter. Richardson picked up by McConkey as she crosses midcourt. Hands it off for Savannah Lentz. Guarded by Hayward. The weave goes back to Richardson. Dribbling right, now back to her left, into the left block. Over to Ledbetter. Jump shot. The mid-range has been good to Sarah Ledbetter today as that one rattles home.
They haven't been pretty shots, but they've been effective. It's kind of a line drive, knuckleball type on from time to time. Just barely gets to the rim, but she's had the shooter's roll.
32 seconds remaining here in this third quarter. Bearcats up by one. Haggard guarded by Richardson out near midcourt. Pass right side for Hayward. Crowd starting to get into this one. As Maiava left open for three. Head and shoulder fake. Starts to drive in. Goes up. Floater is good. Nice patience by Kehlani Maiava to get into the paint and sink that one.
All the post players for Northwest playing well today.
42-39, 9 seconds to go in this third quarter. Richardson guarded by McConkey. Into the paint, goes up, shot over Maiava, around the rim, no good. Kehlani with the defensive rebound, and that will end the third quarter. And the crowd comes to their feet as Northwest takes a three-point lead over Missouri Western into the fourth quarter. Let's go ahead and step aside for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of action here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Heading into the fourth quarter, Northwest up by 3. You mentioned it before, 4 turnovers in the first half, 4 total in that third quarter for the Bearcats. If you can take care of the ball a little bit better, you got some big players stepping up with some big shots. Hopefully that continues this fourth quarter.
Oh, hopefully so. And I imagine in this fourth quarter we'll see a little bit more pressure out of Missouri Western in full court pressure against Northwest to try to, again, they're not behind by much at all here with, as far as the Griffins go, but being a little bit undermanned with just 7 players on the roster, they've probably been a little bit reluctant going to that full court press, but might see a little bit of that here in the fourth quarter to try to get back in front.
Richardson drives in, left block, layup no good. Ball bounces around, and it is off Missouri Western out of bounds. So the Bearcats up by 3, 9:45 to play in the game.
One area that Missouri Western's improved upon in that third quarter, they went into halftime with 7 turnovers, and they're going into the fourth quarter now with just 7 turnovers. So they haven't turned it over at all here in the second half.
Meyer top of the key, right side for Zoe Hayward, but near midcourt for McConkie. Nearly thrown away. McConkie corrals it. Has a lane, drives left, gets into the block, picks up her dribble, floats a pass near midcourt for Haggard. Nearly thrown away again. Jalen picks up her dribble. Off to Meyer, left side. Knocks down the three-pointer. Tanya Meyer. She has 13, and Northwest is up 45-39. Although, if you recall that Baptist game, Bearcats got a big three from McAndrews with about 4 minutes left to go back up by 10, and the game wasn't over. You got to be able to play strong each and every possession. As Richardson top of the key, they swing it around to Timpson to the free throw line. Inside Ledbetter now, guarded by Dentlinger. And Ledbetter getting everything to the fall. That one off balance. It rolls around the rim and goes through. She has 10 points. It's a 45-41 Northwest Missouri State lead. Tanya Meyer going left wing now for Zoe Hayward. Looking inside now. Hayward starts to dribble toward the top of the key. Gives it up to Haggard. Left side for Dentlinger. Maria Dentlinger knocks down the three-pointer. 48-41. Northwest in front now with 8:15 to go.
Post players from Northwest showing how it's done out on the perimeter here.
Stepping up with some big ones. Meyer and Dentlinger back-to-back possessions. Timpson left side, guarded by Haggard. Has a screen from Scott, now gives up to Kashar Scott. Right side Timpson, right back to Scott. 7 on the shot clock, gets into the paint, trying to work on Dentlinger, goes up, shot no good, offensive rebound, and she gets it out to Timpson. Larry Weston resetting that offense now. McConkie stepping out on the Missouri Western point guard. Starts to drive in. Kick out for Timpson. The three-pointer. Air ball right into the hands of Dentlinger. She gives it off to Haggard. Will slow things down as she comes across midcourt. Jalen, just a freshman out of St. Joseph, trying to guide the Bearcats to a win. Right side for Zoe Hayward. Driving baseline. Kick out McConkie. Brief look from three. She'll drive instead. Pull up. Jump shot. Well off the mark. Offensive board, though, comes down for Meyer. It didn't hit the rim. 7 seconds on the shot clock. McConkie driving once again into the paint. Out to Dentlinger. Mid-range jumper. Off the rim, no good. But Tanya Meyer right there once again. The senior stepping up with some big rebounds. She floats a pass out to Dentlinger. Another mid-range jumper. Another miss. And this one comes down to Ledbetter. You got to give it up to Tanya Meyer for the work she's putting in. 13 points and 6 rebounds.
And 2 of those off that last possession.
And the stoppage of play as Ledbetter battling a bit of an ankle injury. I believe that didn't play at all that last game. And the officials stopping the game as a little bit gimpy over there. Heads over to the bench and will talk with the trainer. So she'll step out of the ball game. And Jai comes back in. Mayava comes into the game now for Northwest. 6:40 to play is a 7-point Northwest lead. The weave up top for Missouri Western. To Scott at the high post. Starts to dribble in. Now to Njai. Nice little move from Njai to get open and put that one in off the glass. Haggard across midcourt. Guarded by Richardson. Directing traffic before the Bearcats. Mayava now left wing. Gives a head and shoulder fake. Tries to drive in baseline. Tries to float a contested pass out to Meyer. Tipped by Scott. And as Scott was trying to corral that one, slips and falls out of bounds. So the ball will stay with Northwest 12 on the shot clock.
They've had a little bit of help by Meyer on that two going out of bounds as they fought for that loose ball, but Northwest will get it.
And it will be Mallory McConkie inbounding right in front of the Northwest bench. .609 to play in the game. Bearcats by five. McConkie into the corner for Meyer, and it just took an awkward bounce. It was kind of that in-between of where it should have bounced, and it skipped right under the hand of Tanya Meyer, and Buck Shield just kind of heads to the bench, sits down, and starts wringing his hands.
That's the type of turnover that drives coaches nuts there, the unforced type.
And the type that have given away some of these games late for the Bearcats down the stretch. Flint's pull-up, three-pointer, no good. Offensive board for Scott, goes right back in, and puts that one in off the glass.
She's got a nice little pivot move to her left that's worked a couple possessions here for Missouri Western inside.
Griffins are back within three of the Bearcats. It is Haggard right side. Picks up her dribble. Richardson all over her. Pass deflected, but McConkie picks it up. 15 on the shot clock. 5:30 to play in the game. McConkie needs some help. And a timeout for Buck Shield before they get the 5-second call on McConkie on the sideline. Let's take this 30-second timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
48-45 is our score. I'm Matt Tritton alongside Dr. John Coffey, Kramer Sansone, our studio engineer for today's ballgame. 5:31 to play, a 3-point Northwest lead. They will inbound on the opposite sideline of their bench with 12 seconds left on the shot clock.
I guess a big possession for Northwest. Seeing Missouri Western begin to get a little bit of momentum. You see, from an intensity standpoint, the Griffins picking things up a little bit. Northwest really needs to score this trip down.
Haggard into the paint. Floater no good. Offensive board in the putback from Kehlani Mayava just before the shot clock expires. Haggard's floater didn't catch anything, and Mayava right there for the putback. She had 2 first-half points, 8 now in the second half. 5:05 to play, a 5-point Northwest lead. Richardson in the right corner, gets a screen, dribbles to the free throw line, hands off for Njai, and an offensive foul coming up on Kashara Scott away from the ball. Wow, that is personal foul number 4. So not only do you have a short bench, but she has been very good on the offensive glass today for Missouri Western. It's the Bearcats. wouldn't be too upset if she ended up falling out here relatively soon.
See how this plays out for her, whether she'll back off a little bit from her intensity level.
She is fighting in the post right now with Tanya Meyer, as Mayava has it top of the key, looking inside for Meyer. Mayava spin move into the lane, off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, Mayava has it at her feet. Shot, Scott gets on the floor and scoops it up. And are we going to get a jump ball out of this? I believe we are.
Yeah, I think so.
Mayava had it at her feet, Scott had it on the floor, and then everybody just kind of went to the ground.
And the Cats will have the ball with the possession arrow pointing their way.
Although they have 6 seconds right now on the shot clock, so have to work quickly. Inbound comes into Zoe Hayward. Hayward has the ball knocked away by Ledbetter, and she picks up a foul. I mean, she was 30 feet away from the bucket. There's no reason for Ledbetter to reach in right there.
No.
Two team fouls on the Griffins. Three personals on Ledbetter as Hayward inbounds from the sideline into Haggard near midcourt. Comes into McAndrews, pulls up free throw line, air ball right into the hands of Mayava. Goes up with a shot. She gets fouled, but they're going to say it's on the floor. Well, she been Johnny on the spot. Two air balls in the last minute for Northwest, and Mayava is right there pulling them down.
8 rebounds in today and 3 assists to go along with 10 points. She just put together a very good afternoon.
Inbounding baseline left, it is Haggard into Mayava, out now to McAndrews, right back into Kehlani, working on Ledbetter. Pass across the lane, mid-range jump shot from Tanya Meyer is good, and she gives a point to Mayava because she knows how good that junior from Garden Grove, California has been.
Just really no-look pass that time, was looking the other way, it was with a peripheral vision, able to find Meyer wide open.
Cats back up by 7. Western running that weave. Richardson picks up her dribble. Bounce pass into Njai, and a personal foul coming up on Mayava. And that is number 3 on Kehlani. 2 in that first half, missed some time, but only 1 so far in the second half. So Richardson will inbound baseline left for Missouri Western. Comes into Savannah Lentz, little head and shoulder fake, takes a dribble now, gets a pass inside for Scott, working on Mayava, goes up, left hand off the glass is good.
Well, that pivot moving the blocks on that left side is just tough to defend.
3:40 to go, the Bearcats are up by 5. Haggard a screen from Tanya Meyer, now right back to Meyer on that right wing. Guarded by Scott. Trying to drive past her. Gives it off now. Kylie Coleman. Coleman pulls up. Mid-range jumper is good. The freshman knocks it down. Only 4 points, but that is a big one as the Bearcats are back up by 7. Western slowing things down. Richardson looks to the sideline. Now Western starts to run their offense. Njai right wing. Top of the key, Scott. Looking for Lentz coming off a screen. Open for 3. She takes it, and she's got it. Quick trigger from Savannah Lentz, and she hits her first bucket of the day after she had 21 points against Nebraska Kearney, only 3 today against Northwest. Inside 3 minutes to go, a 4-point Northwest lead. McAndrews inside for Tanya Meyer. Double team comes over. Tanya has 15 in this one. Left Mayava wide open underneath. Meyer finds her, and she misses the layup. Njai, a good job of helping out on that defense, sliding over, and Mayava misses. So Northwest still up by 4 as the Griffins come back with the ball. Once again, Western running that weave. Richardson trying to turn the corner and get downhill. Backs out to the 3-point line. Now dribbles right back in. Comes in and pulls up. Knocks down the jumper off the glass.
Still a little surprised. Haven't seen some full-court pressure out of Missouri Western after made baskets here and forcing Northwest to face that pressure coming down the floor. That's been an area that they've struggled in this year. But so far, Missouri Western just dropping back on defense.
Haggard, pull-up jumper of her own, no good. And after that last Missouri Western possession, the first points of this second half from Richardson makes it a 2-point game, 54-52 in favor of Northwest. We are inside 2 minutes to go. Got to find a way to close these games out. Timpson in the right corner to Lentz for the 3, and the lead no good. Meyer with the rebound. And this Bearcat crowd on pins and needles, a good ovation after the rebound, and Buck Shield gets the timeout. 1:41 to play, a full timeout for Coach Shield. Let's go ahead and step aside for 60 seconds. Northwest leading Missouri Western by 2 on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
54-52 is our score from Bearcat Arena Northwest, leading Missouri Western. Men's game to follow. A reminder, basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network brought to you by Pittsburgher Auto Body, taking a dent out of accidents, and Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville. 1:41 to play. Bearcats up by two. Missouri Western putting in some full court pressure in that timeout. It'll be Dentlinger inbounding for the Bearcats into Jalen Haggard. It's just man-to-man full court pressure. Richardson all over Haggard. She breaks that press. These two played a little bit in high school against each other, so they know each other well, Richardson and Haggard. Now left side for McAndrews. Picks up her dribble left wing. Simpson all over. Out to Kylie Coleman. 10 on the shot clock. Coleman driving. Finds McAndrews cutting. McAndrews gives it off to Dentlinger. Nearly loses the ball. Out to Coleman near midcourt. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Gives it off to Meyer. The jump shot at the buzzer. No good. A rebound for Missouri Western. They're going to get Njai for the foul. No, they're going to say Njai was fouled by Meyer on that rebound attempt. Got a push. Northwest had a couple cutters going through the lane. It just looked like nobody wanted to take the shot.
Yeah, just a little timid that trip down.
So that was foul number one on Tanya Meyer. Just a second team foul on Northwest. 1 minute to play in the game. Bearcats up by two. Lentz into Richardson on the block. Backs out to the three-point line now. 13 on the shot clock. Right side for Scott. Looks inside to Njai. Back up to Richardson. 8 on the shot clock. Missouri Western has to go now. Trailing by 2. Into the left block. Richardson off balance. Shot no good. Njai offensive rebound. Goes up. And she's fouled. 2 free throws on the way for Missouri Western. You know, for trailing and struggling offensively, they are really taking a lot of time on that offensive end.
Yeah, they are. But they're getting some good looks out of that. Getting 41.4 seconds left. Still some time down by two, and now an opportunity to get a couple for Missouri Western with the clock stopped.
Now, I did say that Njai was at the free throw line. It was actually Scott that was fouled after the offensive rebound. She's a 43% free throw shooter, and she missed that one. So, not a bad foul.
I see a lot of her shots inside using her left hand. She's going to the free throw line and going with the right hand.
Second free throw. And she gets that one, hit the front of the rim, and still fall through. She has 11 points. 54-53 is our score. 41.4 seconds remaining. Northwest up by one. They have the ball back. We do have a timeout coming up for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Buck Shield. We'll go ahead and keep this one here. Bearcats have played well throughout. Trying to hang on and find a way to pull this one out.
And they're going to face some full court pressure out of this timeout like they did on the last time bringing down. Now, a lot of times Northwest has been able to get the ball past half court against full court pressure, but the problem that they've had is they're still a little bit of a hurry up mode, and the turnover has been coming when they get the ball into the front court. So if they can get past mid court here facing the full court pressure and then just settle down just a little bit and run their offense, they can still get a good look at the basket. The big key is if they get it to midcourt just to settle down and play a little ball. But it looks like with that timeout, I guess I need to go back to the women's girls here with the timeout. They're able to move it back to half court. So a good timeout where now they don't have to face the full court pressure and just get the inbound here right in front of the Bearcat bench.
41 seconds left to go in this one. Cats up by one. The pass from McAndrews comes in for Coleman. Tipped away by Lentz. They hit the floor for it. Possession arrow off the jump ball, pointing back to Missouri Western, and that's just a forced pass that you don't need.
No, you need to get that inbound pass in, And unfortunately for Northwest, Missouri Western in a little bit of a double team, got some hands on the basketball, and diving effort forced the hill ball.
Lentz was right there, didn't give up any room at all, and so Missouri Western gets the ball back. A full timeout on the floor for Rod Medmason. We'll take a minute timeout with them. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Bearcats up by one, 38 seconds left. Missouri Western with the basketball. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We have had a fun one this afternoon from Bearcat Arena alongside Dr. John Coffey. I'm Matt Tritton, Kramer Sansone, our engineer. Missouri Western advancing the ball in front of their bench after that timeout for Rob Edmondson. Scott inbounds it to Richardson. 30 on the shot clock. And inside 40 seconds to play in the ball game. Missouri Western down by one. Want to take off as much time as possible and get a good look, as they have players at each high post and at each block, and they start to run their offense now. Flint comes off a screen. They get it to her top of the key. Right back to Richardson. 8 on the shot clock, 15 on the game clock. She gets around Tanya Meyer, gives it off to Simpson. Simpson into the paint, goes up, and she gets fouled on the floor. And Shiel cannot believe it that they're going to call that foul on the floor on Haggard at this moment in the ballgame.
Cass did a good job defensively, keeping Missouri Western away from getting a good look at the basket, but getting a foul there. Now with 10 seconds left, shot clock's off, and Missouri Western with an inbound baseline low.
10 seconds left to go. Head coach Rob Edmondson from Missouri Western pointing at the clock saying something's not right. Now assistant coach Roger Smith is saying, no, it's fine. Malia Richardson inbounding baseline left, tries to float one in for Njai. It is knocked away. It is picked up by Jalen Haggard. Haggard dribbling this one out. Over to Tanya Meyer. 4 seconds left on the clock. Now 3 as she is fouled in the backcourt. That pass floated in, and Edmondson now talking with Savannah Lentz. There was a miscommunication somewhere. They flipped that pass in there, and it was picked off by Northwest. And the Bearcats still embedding on the sideline. That was just foul number 4 on the Griffins, so they still have to foul one more time.
3.2 seconds left. Northwest needs to get a clean inbound here. They have just a 1-point lead, so they can't afford a turnover off the inbound.
And Buck Shield for Northwest will call a timeout. Go ahead and advance this one into the front court for Northwest. 3.2 seconds remaining. Bearcats up by one. Missouri Western will try to foul quick, hope for some missed free throws, and then one last-second heave. Curious to see what you draw up, if you just want to kind of throw it up and let Haggard run like she did before, or where you go with this one. But you can't do what Missouri Western just did, have a miscommunication,
no,
just throw it away.
No, Missouri Western had plenty of time with 10 seconds left in an inbound to get a good look at the basket, but they didn't give themselves an opportunity with a poor inbound pass. It was deflected as well, and then Northwest able to come up with the ball on the lane. And now a chance to ice this one out and pick up just their second win of the year and first in the MIAA if they can hold on here to the final 3.2 seconds.
54-53, 3.2 seconds left. Mallory McAndrews inbounding right in front of the Northwest bench. Savannah Lance and Kylie Coleman getting into it a little bit before the ball is even inbounded. The officials calm them down. Now McAndrews, and we have a foul even before the pass is thrown in there on Missouri Western. And if you're not going for the ball there, you're clearly fouling. Isn't that an intentional foul?
Well, you would
I mean, isn't
so.
That how the rule should read? If you're not going for the ball.
Well, everybody knows it's a foul.
Oh, they took a half a second, came off the clock. It was 3.2. Now it says 2.7. And Coach Edmondson looking at the scorers table saying, a little home cooking here?
He's kind of fun to watch if on the sidelines. Again, he's so animated over there, and sometimes you're not exactly sure what's got him fired up. But
either way, that is team foul number 5 on Missouri Western. Kylie Coleman to the free throw line, knocks down the first. 5 points now for Coleman, a 73% free throw shooter.
And they did get the seconds put back up on the clock, so it's still at 3.2 seconds.
And he got to make this one to make it a three-point ball game, make them need that deeper shot there and not get something in. And Coleman knocks them both down. Another timeout coming up. This one's a timeout for Missouri Western. We have a packed house here at Bearcat Arena Northwest, leading Missouri Western 56-53. The Bearcats have lost 15 straight. You've seen improvements, but they haven't got over the hump. They have a chance to do it right here. Play D for 3 seconds, and they are going to go home winners.
How about the freshman stepping line and Conley sinking 2 free throws there?
What can you say? Kylie Coleman, a 5'9" freshman from Waukee, Iowa, averaging 4 points per ball game. She has 6, including a pair of huge free throws right there. But your starters came up and played well. You see Coleman and Dentlinger and Hayward coming off the bench and giving you some good minutes. It's been a good effort top to bottom for the Bearcats.
Yeah, everyone that's played today has really contributed in one way or another. You have to give a shout out to this crowd, too, for really giving a lift to the Northwest women here this afternoon as well.
The crowd has been good and hanging on every moment in these final seconds as Missouri Western will inbound this one in front of their own bench after advancing it forward with that timeout. 3.2 seconds left, and might be a little blood on the floor as the Missouri Western trainer is cleaning that one up over near the left block. Now they'll go ahead and mop it up and make sure everything's dry. 3.2 seconds left. Northwest up 56-53. Chance to pull out their first MIAA win of the season. Trying to get it into Lentz. Richardson over to Njai. Puts up the three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. And Northwest Missouri State knocks off Missouri Western 56-53. As the crowd rises to its feet and the Bearcat team rushes onto the floor. A big win for Northwest and head coach Buck Shield to get that monkey off their back. They've worked so hard all year long, finally able to pull one out.
Good to see the smiles on the girls' faces as that clock wound down. They're coming out and the players off the bench out onto the floor to celebrate with the 5 that were out there. And again, just a good win for Northwest. Against a very good Missouri Western team. Again, it's a Missouri Western team that's been bit by the injury bug, but still some talented players out there. And Northwest came out and played well for full quarters to pick up this win.
Bearcats 2-17 on the year, 1-10 in the MIAA. Missouri Western falls to 10-10 overall and 3-8 in conference play. Let's take a timeout and dive into our post-game festivities after this Bearcat win right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron. providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
A 56-53 win for Northwest Missouri State. The Bearcat women's basketball team's first MIAA win of the year. You have to think there in that locker room, just a big sigh of relief.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think the thing that they have to feel good about is they played well. All four quarters, got things done. It wasn't a game that they backed into a win. They came out, took it to Missouri Western, and again, put together four good quarters and did the things they needed to do to come up with a win in a game that went down to the wire. They found a way to get it done. And I think, Matt, you have to go back to that one possession where Northwest had, 6 seconds on the shot clock when they went in for an inbound. It was at a time when Missouri Western was getting a little bit momentum going. They were able to get the bucket that trip down and never looked back from that point on.
They did not. Kehlani Maiava, she was right place, right time a lot today, and the Bearcats also did a better job of taking care of the ball. Really cut down on the turnovers. 10 for the game total. We've seen games where they have about 10 in the first half. Really took care of it much better today.
Yeah, they did. And again, that's when you take care of the basketball, good things happen. You just get that many more possessions offensively if you don't turn it over. And really the thing that was encouraging is that for the most part, they cut down on the unforced errors. We saw a few of those, but not nearly as many as we had in the past, where the turnovers that were committed were, yeah, I think you have to credit to some pretty good defense out of Missouri Western. It was the unforced errors that they, and turnovers that they cut down on this afternoon, and that made the difference.
Bearcat basketball brought to you by Highline Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Championship Motors also on South Main across from Walmart. And Compass Dental with Dennis Bruce Swaddle and Brian Biotaller, proud supporters of Northwest. And Northwest picking up a good W, 56-53. We'll take a timeout. Be back with your extra effort here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also, from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
A lot of good performances throughout for Northwest today, picking up their first conference win of the season. John Coffey is taking a look at the box score. Hard to go away from Keilani Maiava.
Oh, she just did a lot of things well inside. Ended up in double-digit scoring with 10 points, had 8 assists, rather had 8 rebounds, 4 assists, had a steal on the afternoon, played 23 minutes. Part of that, the rotation inside that Coach Hill is going with Maiava, Meyer, and Dettlinger, giving everyone a little bit of a breather throughout the game, and it paid off. They were all fresh down the stretch, and Maiava with some key buckets and key rebounds to help Northwest pick up the win.
Keilani Maiava, our extra effort award for tonight's ballgame. The Bearcats a 56-53 win. A reminder, this segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Hawley uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional Old World brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look at the men's game as the Bearcats look for a sweep of Missouri Western this afternoon. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.